This is the Early Edition Podcast with Phil Johnson on AM1150.ca and across the Bell Talk Radio Network.
Interesting juxtaposition as we're talking about retirements, people stepping away from things that they love. Yesterday, absolutely, completely, totally shocked, surprised. I don't know what other words I might want to use to wrap up this story, but Doug Findlater, longtime politician, three terms mayor, announced that he's going to step down and not going to seek re-election to West Kelowna Council. And a bit of a surprise for me, because for me, West Kelowna has been woven into Doug Findlater's DNA, and there's little doubt that his hand, his guidance, has had much to do with what West Kelowna looks like going forward. Doug Findlater agreed to come on and spend a couple of moments with me this morning. Mr. Findlater, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Phil. Glad to talk to you again.
Oh, likewise. I am sure, because this is a story of I don't know if you fell in love with the land or you fell in love with the idea or whatever, but, you know, you took West Kelowna from being the largest unincorporated municipality in British Columbia and piloted and directed its way to becoming a brand new city, brand new municipality. Not many of us can say that, sir.
Yeah, it's certainly been an honor to be to have a front row seat and have a hand in creating a new, at the time, large municipality and bring it at least to adolescence now and see the all that work come to fruition. So very pleased, but it is the time in my life where I've got to look at how much time there is on the clock and what else I want to do in that remaining time.
How many trips have you made around the sun?
I'm 72.
72 trips around the sun. You've only got a few more to go. So
I hope more.
So listen, can we step back here? Because I've never, ever had the chance to really understand how all of it came to play. Because you had been working with the federal government. You were a federal bureaucrat for have no idea how long.
Well, I retired in 2006.
Right.
I had overlapped with some of this. And I had 34 years of service.
So where did the call to action come from that then reinserted you into politics indirectly and driving the process of determining what West Kelowna residents wanted to do?
I moved to West Bank, as we were then known colloquially, in 75. I had moved here from Nelson with a young family, although I had lived in Kelowna did some of my final years of high school in Kelowna. I knew I was coming back. We moved to West Bank, and then in 76, we moved to Glen Rosa, and I'm still in the same house. I've always been interested in community and community activism and political activism, so to speak, and I became involved in the Residents Association, and then that led to being involved in the wider community, and there was work done three or four times actually on whether we should incorporate. And in 2003, I went to a meeting, got elected at the top of the wave of hands, and they made me the chair of this committee in 2003. And I was still very reluctant to see us incorporate. I'm one who doesn't like to see higher taxes and more government. But I realized during that time that the growth that we were experiencing, even in 2006, 2003 to 2006, in that period, was phenomenal. West Bank First Nation had incorporated, so to speak, with self-government. And we had to get a handle on a lot of things here. So I became involved directly out of being involved with the Residents Association in that committee and led it to a successful conclusion with a referendum to incorporate. And it seemed logical after that I'd be involved. I ran for council. It was a one-year term. See if I liked it. We had, in 2000, 2006, we elected a mayor who wanted to undo all of that work, if you remember her. And I did not want to undo all that work because we'd come a long ways. In 2007, with the general election for municipalities, I put my name forward to become mayor. And I did 10 years on that. Basically my roots are in community and community work and community activism and trying to make the community a better place, like so many people who are involved in local government.
Because you had three choices that were on the table at the time, which was stay as you were as the unincorporated municipality. The other option would have been to amalgamate with the city of Kelowna, or then to become an incorporated municipality.
Yes, and there was two questions, and 84% voted for the change to go under municipal government. Only 16% wanted to stay the same. Second question, and herein lies one of the great controversies that we had to live through. I think it was 51 to incorporate, 51% and 49 to join Kelowna. I must say now that's one of the things I'm kind of proud of is at first there were people who felt so strongly that we should join Kelowna, and I had actually supported that option publicly.
You were one of those, and you were made no secret. You believed that amalgamation was the way forward.
Fastest way forward to tag along with an existing city, but we didn't, and so we made it work. But people who were so violently opposed to incorporation, there were people who wouldn't speak to me, who wanted to spit at me, and really very angry that we had incorporated on our own. I see those same people now and their friends. Some of our friends who are closest to Kelowna at the north end of the city, Casa Loma, I go to every year, and I hope I can continue to go, to their general meeting in June, which is an outdoor event, and it's a bit of a love-in. We all love each other, and I think we have settled down and become one community in that way. I think my impression would be that people have realized that, I have to put this delicately, but in the case of West Kelowna, they've got a council that's right there in front of them, and if there's something they're unhappy about, they can reach out and strangle them. But it's not going to work with the big sister across the lake. People aren't going to have that opportunity because their government is so much more remote from the people there. And
well, that's delicate.
we are, we're very close to the people in that sense. And, you know, if there's a community event in the neighborhood, you'll see all or most of council there unless they can't make it.
So what's next for Doug Findlater? I know you're going to spend the winter snowboarding because that is where many people can find you, is up on the hill at Big White. But what is next for you?
Well, that has been what I have done for many, many years, and I look forward to it. Despite somewhat of a disability with some paralysis on one side, I've been able to snowboard with racing boots on as an adaptive snowboarder, and I love it. Usually I get 30, 40, 50 days. Last year I only got 10. Knees are going. And this year I await a hip replacement. I saw the surgeon yesterday. So I'll be up there. My wife, who recovered from a badly broken leg a few years ago, got 80 days of skiing last year. So we'll be up there. Yeah. So we'll be up there, but I don't anticipate being on the hill. Maybe a special day will be to buy a one-day pass if I can manage with the pain. But I'm on a, you know, hopefully on a, well, I am on a list. I don't know how quickly it will go. It's anywhere 6 to 8 months to have this hip fixed. And then I can get back to doing that kind of thing. And travel is certainly a big plan. I intend to stay involved in the community. You'll see me at meetings.
Doug, we're against the clock. You know my world.
I know.
Listen, it has been a pleasure to talk with you, know you, work with you, watch you over the many, many years. Hope we continue to have an opportunity to hear your voice occasionally right here at AM 1150. If you offer opinions, we're more than happy to go there. Doug Findlater announcing yesterday that he's not going to seek re-election in West Kelowna. A lot of people will be saddened to see or hear that news.
This has been the Early Edition Podcast. Catch the Early Edition from 6 to 9 a.m. on AM 1150 and online at am1150.ca.